Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Loud.
Will you please turn down that rambunctious cacophony?
Loco!
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, rockaholics. Thanks for tuning in. This is Loud and Local with Jolene. 99.9 KISW.
Well, good evening, dear rockaholics and Loud and Local supporters. Another Sunday night, another awesome guest in studio for Loud and Local. Tonight, I am joined by three of the four members of Headswell. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. Lots of ground to cover. You guys have a new album coming out that's titled Far From Known, and you've got your CD release show happening this coming Saturday night at the Hard Rock in downtown Seattle. But before we go any further, who's chewing gum? I'm not going to kill you. I just feel like I'm talking to Dave Grohl. You know how Dave Grohl, every interview you see with the guy, he's always chomping on gum. I'm not going to go on like a power trip and be like, swallow it right now.
If you compare me to Dave Grohl, then I'll respect that.
Exactly. Right. Awesome. Okay. Well, you can go ahead and chew gum. We'll discuss that when we go.
Dave Grohl, a drummer. Okay. I gotta get respect.
Let's go around the studio, introduce yourself and say what you do within the band.
My name's Eric Yeager. I play guitar, sing in Headswell, do the main songwriting. So, yeah, doing that thing.
Right on.
My name's Eric Krikora, and I play guitar and also sing in Headswell.
I'm Joey the drummer.
And Joey gets to chew gum. We've decided it's okay. We're going to get to a number of songs from your new album titled Far From Known. You can follow Headswell on Facebook, facebook.com/Headswell Music. You can also find them on Reverb Nation, Headswell Music. You can follow Headswell on Twitter. I saw you guys were tweeting a little earlier. I like it when my bands are nice and active on Twitter. And then I guilt bands when they're not active on Twitter and they have a Twitter account.
We've been properly lectured already.
Excellent.
Numerous times.
Oh, good. One less man I have to lecture. Perfect. The CD release show, once again, is happening Saturday night at the Hard Rock. Guys, let's just get into it. Let's play this first song, which is the first song you released from this album, once again titled Far From Known. This is kind of like the single right now.
Single. With the video as well.
And the video. Let's play the song, and then I would love to talk video and about some more excellence, but let's just get into it. This is Headswell with a brand new song called Dedicate. It is Loud and Local. Enjoy. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. That would be Head Swell with the song Dedicate from the upcoming new album titled Far From Unknown. I'm joined by three of the four members of Head Swell. Let's see if I can do this right. Eric Yeager.
Mm-hmm.
And Joey Sandberg.
That's my name.
And Eric Krikora.
Oh, you got it right.
Yeah!
No one ever gets that right.
You know why? Because I think about Kinkora, the old like punk metal club that's up on Capitol Hill. That's how I can word association right there. And then we want to say hello to
Arvid Motz.
Arvid.
Freddy.
Oh, you're missed. You're missed. And just know when I say your name wrong, it happens to everybody. Head Swell, your album release show for Far From Known is this coming Saturday night at the Hard Rock. Tickets are available now, but you can also get them in advance. I always like to put it out there. If you have the opportunity to buy your tickets in advance for local shows, do so, because it helps the bands. It helps the bands show that, hey, people care. They're going to buy our tickets and they're going to come to the show. So I'm saying that on behalf of me. That's separate from Head Swell. That's just me telling you what to do, essentially. Guys, we were just talking about Dedicate, which is the first single from the new album, Far From Known. And a video has been shot. It's not completely finished yet. What can you tell me about the video for Dedicate?
Yeah, no, like you said, we got a video. It's in the final workings. We're hoping to have that out the night of the show or just shortly after that. But, you know, we shot it around several locations around, you know, just the Puget Sound area here, King County mostly. And
whatever looked good.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we got what was it, the U District area out towards?
Oh, yeah, Capitol Hill. I mean, we were down in, out in the Mill Creek area as well. Just kind of all over the place. I know we spent a couple days just driving around a whole lot trying to film this thing. But, it turned out really good.
Oh, awesome. Well, and if everything comes together correctly, then maybe you'll be showing it at the album release show?
Not at the release show, but we'll be releasing it around the same time, hopefully.
Excellent.
We're not that technically savvy.
You know, you say that now, but give yourselves a little bit of time. And it seems like, you know, in this day and age of social media and, you know, really doing it yourself, you end up learning how to do so many more things that have to do with being in a band than maybe what you thought to begin with.
I think the role of a musician is evolved a lot more. You have to be a businessman as well.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's smart. You know, the more you know, the better prepared you can be. It's not the sexiest thing to be like, you really got to look at your finances and find somebody who can help you. But it's so important, because there's been amazing bands throughout the years that have just kind of fell to the wayside because they've gotten gobbled up by the business side of it. So I applaud all of those who put the time in to work and learn as much as they can, because it's needed. Guys, I want to take care of some business, but we're going to come back and play a few more songs from the new album. Also going to get to BJ Shea's featured Loud Local Band of the Week, LD and her Pretty Pretties, which is part of the reason my ears are ringing right now. I feel like I'm stoned and I'm not. That'll come later. Loud and Local continues next. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. For more on Loud and Local, like how to submit your band's material, to listen to past podcasts, to check out the playlist, to link up with the bands, please hit up the Loud and Local page at KISW.com. And if you like what you see, newsflash, share it on Facebook and Twitter. It helps get the word out. I'm joined by three of the four members of Head Swell. I'm joined by Eric Yeager, Eric Krikora, and Joey Sandberg. Gentlemen, it's good to have you guys in the house. Your album release show for this new album titled Far From Known is this coming Saturday night at the Hard Rock. Tell me about who you guys are playing with.
So we're going to be playing with the guys in Orison, and I believe it's their last show, is it not? Is it their last show ever, or are they like going on hiatus?
So from what they told me, their guitar player got a sweet job in England or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
so he's moving on to, you know, a different just life.
Country.
So they're throwing some big party, and it's really good for them. But, yeah.
And then the other band we were just discussing that's on the bill, just won, Joyfield, just won, what is it? It's the Hard Rock Rising contest, yeah?
Yep. Yeah, they, yeah, no, we saw some blasts from them about, you know, get on vote kind of thing for them doing the Hard Rock Rising contest, and they won the competition here in Seattle, and then from what I saw, they won the national thing, so that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. I'm trying to think. I think a couple years ago, it was the guys in Fox and the Law who won. So it's a really cool deal. So you should have a really good crowd come Saturday night at the Hard Rock for your album release show. Tickets are available now. You can get them in advance. I'm sure people can probably get tickets through you guys as well.
That's correct. Yeah, we'll have tickets for $10 from us.
Excellent. And you can link up with the guys in Headswell via their Facebook page, facebook.com/headswellmusic. Also Twitter. The at handle is just Headswell. And then your Reverb Nation page is reverbnation.com/headswellmusic. See, I have all of my notes. Let's play another track from the forthcoming album titled Far From Known. This song is called Retrospect. What can you share with the class about this particular song?
So when we released a demo about a year and a half ago, and this song was on it, and this is actually, we decided to re-record it because we think it's catchy as hell. But it's kind of that same upbeat kind of tempo, got just, you know, four to the floor kind of thing going on.
Don't get tactical.
I'm always being told what to do. It's all good.
Right on. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Headswell with the song Retrospect. It is Loud and Local. Dig it.
Thank you.
listening to Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Added on 0.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be the guys in Headswell with the song Simple. I'm joined by Headswell tonight for Loud and Local. You can check out their album release show this coming Saturday night at the Hard Rock. You can also find out more about Headswell by going to their Facebook page. Give them a like, if you would be so kind. Facebook.com/Headswell Music. You can also find them on Twitter. The handle is just Headswell. And then ReverbNation.com/Headswell Music. I was talking with the Erics, and there is Eric Krikora and Eric Yeager, and Joey, I'll bring you into the fold here in a minute. You just have to sit on the bench for a second.
I can do that.
But you were talking about how these nicknames came to be, and some of the nicknames came along on a tour jaunt you guys did with who was it?
Saving Abel,
and then who was the other band?
The Art of Dying.
Art of Dying.
That's
okay,
correct.
So tell me about that. You said you were driving down to Colorado. You said.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yeah.
That is a long drive. Was it all you four in a van together?
Five of us. Yeah, actually.
Crammed in his small truck for, and we had
it's
it was
that
a
small it's, ladies, it's
pretty,
not that small.
It's pretty. But we, you know, we were
don't
all,
worry, you're on the radio, everything sounds bigger. Don't worry.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
You can have that one. That's right. So you're in this small.
Yeah, but we had to do it in a straight shot, straight to Denver from Seattle. So it was, you know, with stops, we it ended up taking us like 27 hours to get there. We got there at like 8 in the morning, but you know, you have five people jammed in this small truck the whole way there.
Everybody trying to get along.
Oh, yeah.
Are we there yet?
Oh, man. I mean, that's the thing, you know, when my hat, I tip my hat to so many of the great hardworking local bands, because when it comes to touring, it is tough. You are eating garbage food. You're not sleeping. You're smelling your bandmates' feet, amongst other things, for hundreds and hundreds of miles. It's not easy. It's tough. You know, and then you
well,
go.
Some of us have better feet care than others. You know?
Okay. So I enjoy this question. You may not. Who is the smelliest one when it comes to the traveling?
I think it's
Cracklemore over here.
Cracklemore.
What about Arvid? He always lets those ghosters go,
man. Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. Like,
I'm gonna veto that with all my power.
Hey, I haven't.
Crack fell asleep on the window, and when we woke him up to take a break, had just this grease print from his hair just smeared on my window.
Okay, I remember that. But I wouldn't equate greasiness to smelliness. Those are two different topics.
Yeah, totally, and we all know this is rock and roll. If your hair's a little greasy, that's the way it should
exactly.
be, okay?
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust anybody in a band if their hair smelled was super clean and shiny, and
well,
they've been on the road for
you
a
might
long
not
time.
Trust me.
Oh. All right, I'll get a whiff of your hair later. See, I can make this sound creepy really fast.
I got some tropical fruit product in there.
Yeah. Exactly. You guys know who I work with around here. It's gonna get weird.
Yeah.
The guys in Headswell have their album release show once again happening Saturday night at the Hard Rock. Let's go ahead and play another song from the new album titled "Far From Known." I struggle with this song title, which is code for Jolene can't say it, so she would rather you introduce the song, but give us the title of the name and then maybe how it came to be, because I feel like there's a bit of an anime connection
reverse.
Here
it's Japanese for demon.
Yeah. Ooh.
Well, technically monster, but you know, Joey jumps the gun.
Aww.
So the song title is Bakemono, and we actually when this song first came to be, we were doing a pre-production style, and it was a riff written that I wasn't particularly fond of.
Yeah.
And I, as a joke, kind of wrote some other riffing over the top of it. And we actually had the working title as Probably Not Gonna Happen. And then it's just a really evil sounding song. And, you know, I'm super into anime. So there we go.
All right. I'm going to play the song and we're going to talk anime. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Headswell.
Loud and Local continues with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Why do you suffer, man?
At 0.9 KISW, it is Loud and Local. That would be BJ Shea's featured Loud and Local Band of the Week. LD and her pretty pretties with the song Not My Favorite. They rocked the house tonight at Chop Suey on Capitol Hill, along with Bug Girl, who was badass, and the true metal sounds of Skeletor. So a big shout out to LD and her pretty pretties. If you dig what you hear, hit up the Band of the Week section of the Loud and Local page right this very moment. My special guest tonight for Loud and Local are three of the four members of Head Swell. I'm joined by Eric Krikora, also Joey Sandberg, and Eric Yeager. And it's spelled with a Y, but it sounds just like the delicious beverage.
Oh, yes, it actually was spelled like that before my family came over.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know, Americanizing and all that stuff.
Yeah, that tends to happen a little bit. Let's go, if there is a Head Swell VH1 Behind the Music, let's go to the beginning of the episode. How did you guys meet? How did you come to be?
So, pretty much, Joey Arvid and I all met in high school 10 years ago or so, and have been kind of playing music together since. I would say that this particular project that we all worked together on started back in 2008 as a recording project by me and a former member, Chris Menino, that I didn't have any aspirations to make into an actual band, but, you know, we had some fun. We started jamming, you know, Joey and Arvid got on board with it too, and it kind of just took off from there. And, you know, Chris and his lovely wife, Kasia, they, you know, in the past year and a half or so, decided to have a baby and start making their family bigger and ruining the world for everybody. So Eric Krikora is a really good friend of mine from his other band, Echo Reason, and I asked him to come on tour with us, like we were mentioning earlier, and the rest is history so far.
Pack your bags, we're going on tour.
welcome. I hope we get along.
Right, exactly, yeah.
It's actually pretty funny, the whole I hope you get along, because I think it was a couple months before that. I was like, man, me and you get along great. I kind of just want you to go on tour so I can have somebody to talk to.
That's all, you know, but if you think about it, when you go on tour, you spend all of this time and there's no escape. So, oh, yeah. Man, you better get along. Or if you don't get along, there best be some great performances and good music that comes from it. Do you guys buy into the belief that some of my favorite musicians, if you go back to like classic rock era bands, some of their greatest work tends to be when they're strung out on drugs or alcohol or just in a really volatile band, you know, if you think like Cream or you know, Black Sabbath and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I've thought about that a lot, actually.
Is it possible to write music when you're getting along?
Like the vital juices to the band are this animosity, this sort of tension inside of
yeah,
you to come out in music.
Yeah.
Well, no, honestly, I mean, we've had better times than worse times together, and so I mean, I think just writing together is more fun than not.
Awesome. Right on. I can get behind that. Headswell's album release show for their new album titled Far From Known is this coming Saturday night at the Hard Rock. More with Headswell coming up next, and we'll also be getting to Aaron Jones in the way before the end of the hour as Loud and Local continues. Hang on. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. I'm joined by the gentleman in Headswell. Their new album is titled Far From Known. You can scoop it up this coming Saturday night for their album release show at the Hard Rock Cafe. You can find out more on Headswell's music by going to their Facebook page, facebook.com/Headswell Music. You can also follow them on Twitter. The handle is just Headswell, and then on Reverb Nation as well, reverbnation.com/Headswell Music.
And just so you know, the name is spelled exactly as it sounds, you know, H-E-A-D-S-W-E-L-L, like a swollen head. Swollen.
You're
swollen
really head, working swollen. You're really working your radio voice, you know, right now, aren't you?
He's trying really hard. I mean, we could all talk like this if we were. It's like, but Joey really just like, needs the attention.
Slow it down.
Hey, I'm just trying to bring attention to the right. Facts, you know?
That's just like, that's like NPR voice. Like, what?
I know, today.
Today.
Would you like me to read you the news?
Yeah. In that voice, definitely.
I can do you one better. I can read you the phone book. Guys, we were talking about movies a little earlier. If you could place any of your music, or if you have a specific song in a movie, what would it be?
Roadhouse.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're my favorite.
Without a doubt. I mean, come on.
Oh,
come on.
You can learn so many valuable life lessons from the movie Roadhouse. My favorite quote is the, I thought you'd be taller.
Yeah.
Or I thought you'd be, something that it had to do with I thought you'd be taller and Sam Elliott. But
Sam Elliott's pretty much amazing in that movie.
Yes. Sorry. Back to the radio voice. Sorry. aside from Roadhouse, any other movies that you think it would be cool to hear your music in?
I liked the question that I asked earlier. If you were a beer, what kind of beer would you be? I don't know what kind of movie I'd want to put my music in. Any movie that wants to take my music.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Please put it
exactly,
in there.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? It's such a great tool for exposure.
All right. How about an avant-garde, like, black and white film that's, you know,
gay porn?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
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 So Joey's got us know a little bit about himself tonight that
okay.
We didn't know.
I like that. I like that. Kind of grainy. Kind of grainy.
Hey,
right.
You know, if it's hard enough.
Ew.
All is well that makes your head swell.
We're just going to go to this side of the room now.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and play another new song from the new album that, once again, you'll be able to get Saturday night at the Hard Rock for Headswell's album release show. The song is called Out of Line. And you guys haven't been out of line yet. 99.9 KISW. It is Loud and Local. This is Headswell.
Hey. This is Loud and Local with Jolene, 99.9 KISW.
Gone. There's still one thing left to say. Sorry if I wasn't always the perfect guy. I tried. Oh, if I ever called you out your name anytime. Babe, I know you had to walk away, and that's okay. And even though you're now long gone, there's still one thing left to say. My love. I know I'm not a perfect man. I didn't mean to cause you pain. And I'm wishing I could turn back the time and forget your name. Forget your name.
Remains. If you have not had a chance to see A-Ron, you absolutely have to, because that band is the bee's knees. My special guest tonight for Loud Local, I am joined by Hetswell. Well played, Eric. Well played.
I was so excited about
that. That was fun. That was a good gong. That was a solid gong.
Excellent.
Right there. Hetswell has their album release show happening this coming Saturday night at the Hard Rock. You've got a couple other great bands that are on the bill. Orison.
Orison.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Orison. I've been going back and forth about
how to say
all night. And then the band that won the Hard Rock Rising contest, Joyfield, also on the bill as well. So it sounds like a really good time. You can get your tickets in advance, or you could get them night of the show. But you have made it very clear to me that your music will be available for those who want to purchase it that night.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's correct.
That.
Even online.
Sweet. What songs are you most looking forward to playing on Saturday night?
Oh, you know, we have a track that's the last track on our record, and it's kind of like the slow jam of the record. That's one of my personal favorites to play, and I'm really excited to see how people are going to, you know, react to that, because we've never actually played that track live.
Ooh.
Yeah, a lot more different than the rest of them.
Oh, absolutely,
yeah, it's a It's definitely one of the ones that really hits for me. It's one of the last ones that we wrote for the record. And, yeah, no, I have to agree with Eric. It's one of my favorite ones to play, and I'm really excited to just kind of throw it out there for people.
Sweet.
But that is not the next one.
Unfortunately, guys, we're out of time. This is it. So I want to go around the studio. If there's anybody you want to say hi to, if you would like to congratulate your softball team, now would be a good time to do it.
Oh, yeah. I just want to give a shout out to all the slugger nuts out there that we took home the championship today. Big love to all y'all.
All right, guys, who else do you want to thank or say hello to or apologize to or whatever?
Shout out to my other band. I'm playing a reggae group called the Juice Band. We recorded a little bit of a demo last night at Quiet Please Recording Studios. And so that was a lot of fun. I'd also like to shout out to everybody at Mr. Sarah's house, if they can hear me.
With your radio voice.
With my radio voice.
Yeah, it's the radio voice. And I'd like to give a shout out to my other band as well. I play another band called Echo Reason as well. So I know they're listening right now. So that's pretty cool. And as well as my family and everyone else that's listening.
Yeah, and the only other person my roommates who have really put up with me being the puppy dog around the house, they know what I mean. The song Bakemono, I forgot to mention, I feel really bad. The solo there was played by Ethan Bott, who is one of my roommates, but also plays in a band called the Janitors of Chaos.
Excellent. All right, gentlemen.
We'd also like to give a major shout out to the lovely Jolene for having us on this evening.
Yeah, that would have been the time to gong right there.
You only gave us one gong.
True. I'm gonna gong my show the last time you hang out. gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Best of luck. Once again, you can find out more about Headswell by going to facebook.com/headswellmusic. Also, the Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/headswellmusic. We are going to leave you with the song Proof. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I like y'all and your blonde hair, and maybe you can come back and bring your lead singer next time.
You mean bassist?
Bassist.
He
I'm
is
sorry.
The lead singer.
I told you I was going to call something.
We thank you for it, though.
He's not
it's
that
a,
great
it's
a, at it. It's,
it's
okay.
It's okay, girl. You gave me compliments on my hair. I love it.
I did.
That's all he cares about.
That's right. 99.9 KISW. This is Loud and Local. This is it for the night. The song is called Proof.
Good night to Seattle. I'll lead you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.